The International Rights Watchdog, Human Rights Watch, and the Indonesian human rights group Contras have condemned the government's newly imposed restrictions against the moderate Muslim sect, Ahmadiyya. The decree, signed Monday night by the Home Minister, the Religious Affairs Minister, and the Attorney General, orders Ahmadiyya members to stop spreading beliefs which deviate from the principal teachings of Islam, including the belief that there is another prophet with his own teachings after Prophet Muhammad. Violations of the decree are punishable by up to 5 years in jail. Ahmadiyya followers believe Muhammad is not the last prophet, a belief that many Muslims find heretical. On June 1st, the militant Islamic Defenders Front attacked a peaceful rally for religious tolerance in Jakarta, injuring a dozen people. Usman Hamid, the coordinator of Contras, says the government is not taking action to protect the people's right of religious freedom, which is enshrined in the Constitution.
The government has not been able to protect citizens from violence, from persecutions committed by hardliners groups. This is a very serious problem in Indonesia. We have been able to achieve several political reforms, political freedom. But the case of Ahmadiyya undermined the image of reform even more starkly because religious freedom has been attacked after 10 years of reform in Indonesia.
Islamic Defenders Front members are known for their attacks against bars and nightclubs during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. In recent months, members have stepped up attacks against Ahmadiyya members and their supporters. Last week, after Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono condemned the violence against the rally for religious tolerance, the police arrested more than 50 front members. But the alleged leader of the attack, Munarman, evaded arrest and has issued a video from his hideout saying he will not surrender until the government bans Ahmadiyya. Monday, several thousand Islamic Defenders Front members, wearing white Islamic robes and skullcaps, protested outside the presidential palace, demanding the government ban Ahmadiyya. Critics say President Yudhoyono may have allowed the restrictions against Ahmadiyya as a compromise to appease the small but vocal minority hardliners while trying to preserve the country's image as a tolerant nation. Tuesday, Human Rights Watch issued a statement calling on the government to protect religious minorities in the country and reverse the decree against Ahmadiyya. Indonesia has the world's largest Muslim population, with the vast majority practicing a moderate form of the faith. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.